living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
He's out in the apple orchard.
Would you please call him and tell him that breakfast is ready?
Yes, ma'am. What are we having?
Hot cakes.
Oh. Well, I'll think of some way to get him in. Yourself when you fell off the telephone pole?
I haven't been on the pole. It didn't ring.
But Eb said that you fell.
It was the only way I could figure to get you in for the hotcakes.
That's very bright, getting me all upset.
You get more upset when I tell you there are hotcakes for breakfast. Well, back to feeding the chickens, I'll probably eat with them.
Lisa, look at this.
Look, I got little ones this morning.
Never mind that. Look at this.
It's very nice.
Lisa, taste it.
Are we going to play Adam and Eve?
This just came from our apple orchard.
Just this one? From all the trees we've got?
No, the trees are loaded with them. They're just ready to be picked. Here, come on, I'll taste it.
First you taste my hot cake, then I taste your apple.
Lisa, this is our first crop. It means I'm a success as a farmer. The farm is beginning to pay off. Now taste it.
You first.
Delicious. Now taste it.
Oh, sour.
It's tart.
What does that mean?
Sour.
That's what I said, it's tart.
No, you said that it...
You sit down and have your breakfast.
No, I haven't got time. Mr. Kimball's coming over.
Do you think he would like to have a hot cake?
Not if he's smart. I mean, he's coming over to see if my apples are ripe for picking.
Oh, well, I'm sure he's going to give you good advice.
Yes.
Well, it might not be good, but it won't be bad. It probably will be very good. But then, of course...
Please, I get enough of this from Mr. Kimball.
Well, this is about the best crop of apples I ever, well, not the best. They certainly are.
Certainly are what?
Apples, didn't you know?
And Mr. Kimball, what I want to know is, are they ready for picking?
Oh, that one is.
Yeah. Here, taste one. Try that.
Mmm. Pretty sour.
It's tart.
Yes, I guess you could make sour tarts out of them. and ready for picking.
Look, let's assume they're ready to be picked.
All right.
What's the next step?
Well, you have to box them. I don't mean...
No, I didn't think you did.
Although you might want to go a couple of rounds with that one. Any more questions?
Yes. Where do I market them? How do I get them there?
Well, let's take the last question first. Well, let's take the first question first, because I forgot what the last question was. Now, what was the first question again? Oh, I remember. Yeah, where you market them. Yes. Well, most of the farmers take them down at the marketplace at the state capitol. Well, that's upstate. Well, it's not upstate. It's more like a side state. Oh, well, you won't have any trouble finding the capitol. I mean, it's a big building with a dome, and the governor's usually out front making speeches.
About what? Eliminating county agents?
Oh, no, he, You know something I don't know?
Oh, no, I was just kidding.
Oh.
Look, Mr. Kimball, this is the first crop I've had to sell. That's why I'm asking all these questions.
That's why I'm giving you all these answers.
And I appreciate it. Now, let me ask you, what can I expect to get from my apples?
Well, right now, the price of apples is at its peak. I heard they're quoting $4 a bushel.
$4?
You heard that, too? Of course, you've got to get them in within the next couple of days. I mean, the farmer that gets there first gets top prices.
Hey, that makes sense.
It does? Oh, well, then I guess I haven't wasted your time, huh? Well, goodbye, Mr. Douglas.
Darling, you didn't eat your hotcakes.
Oh, later.
Well, come on, eat your hotcakes.
No, I've got to drive into Mr. Drucker's and get some boxes for our apples.
Well, what's more important, apples or togetherlessness?
Togetherlessness?
Well, I ate your apples. You didn't eat my hotcakes. You call that togetherlessness?
I'll eat them while I'm driving into town.
You won't, but it's a nice thought.
Ham!
Yes, sir?
What are you doing back there? Come on, I'll get out. Here, take these with you.
No, thanks. I'm full up to here with chicken feed.
Get rid of them.
Oliver.
Look, I've got to go into town and get some boxes. Now, you start picking apples. How long will it take?
Oh, week. Week and a half.
I want to get them into market this week.
I've only got two hands, and I have to use one of them to hang on to the ladder.
Couldn't you hire somebody to help you?
Well, I can put a notice up on the bulletin board over at the high school and get some of the kids.
Just put up a simple notice and get rid of these.
Oliver!
Enough crying out.
Your move, Fred.
I know.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, morning, Mr.
Douglas. Mr. Drucker, I need
Say, is this a good move?
Oh, no. Here, right there. That's your move.
Oh. Next time I ask you, don't tell me.
Sorry, look, Mr. Drucker, I need some apple boxes.
Oh, when you need them?
Right away. I'm picking today.
Today?
Today?
Yes, my apples are in all right.
Is this a good move?
Yes. Oh, that's a dandy, yes.
I thought I told you not to tell me. Sam, give the man his boxes.
Let me write down what you need.
Are you really picking today?
Yes, aren't you?
Nope.
Aren't your apples ripe?
Yeah.
Why aren't you picking?
Well, Fred, why aren't we picking?
Well, we ain't got no trucks to take it in the market.
Why not?
Because the farmers over in Crabwell Corners tied up the Valley Trucking Company so as they could get their apples in first.
Yeah, they've done it to us again.
Yeah, it'll be 2 weeks before we can ship.
And you just sit around and wait until Crabwell Corners get their apples in first and get the top prices?
Yeah, guess we do.
Oh, gentlemen, I'm ashamed of you accepting defeat without fighting. In the history of the American farmer...
Are you going to make another one of them speeches?
No, I...
If Mr. Douglas wants to make another one of them speeches, he has every right to.
Yeah, I don't mind. I ain't going no place.
Well, all I wanted to say is that the American farmer did not succeed by being passive. The American farmer is a go-getter, uses his ingenuity. If one road is closed to him, he finds another. And if on that road the bridge is out, he will build one.
Mr. Douglas, there ain't nothing wrong with our bridges. We just ain't got the trucks to move over them.
I know you ain't got no... I know you haven't got no... I know you haven't got any trucks. But instead of sitting here, you should be out doing something. Do you realize that if you get your apples in first, you get $4 a bushel? Whereas if you wait for 2 weeks, you'll be lucky to get $1.75.
That's what we always get.
That's a fair price.
You mean you're satisfied with that?
Yeah.
If I were to offer you $1.75 a bushel right now, you'd take it?
Sold.
Well, I was only...
You can have mine, too.
I'm sure Ben Miller would be glad to sell you his.
I just wanted to make a point.
We didn't think you were serious about buying them.
Well, maybe I will buy them. I'm not averse to taking a small profit. I'll tell you what. You pick your apples, and I'll take them off your hands at $1.75 a bushel. But don't you come crying to me now when I sell them up at the state capitol for $4.
We won't. But how are you going to get them there?
Well, I'll tell you how. I'm going to find a truck somewhere, and I'm going to take them there myself.
Oh, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Haney.
I thought you might be looking for these. They must have fallen out of your car.
No, I threw them. Look, I don't want them.
Oliver!
Did you hear something?
No, sir. It'd be a nice day for shipping your apples to market, if you had a truck.
Look, Mr. Haney,
I guess you heard the Valley Trucking Company's all tied up.
Yes, I know.
Of course, they're not the only company that ships apples.
They aren't?
No. There's the, what is the name of that other outfit? The Transcontinental Refrigerated Apple Trucking Company. You care to inspect our modern mobile refrigerating facilities?
Refrigerated?
You know what that is? Genuine ice.
That's your refrigeration plant?
Yes, sir. It operates on the principle of cold. You familiar with that principle?
Mr. Haney.
I call your attention to the safety devices of this marvel of modern transportation. In addition to the seat belts, individual windshield wipers, radar, four-wheel brakes.
Radar?
There you are. Not only does it tell you where you are, but it keeps the flies off of your fruit.
Mr. Haney, I wouldn't care if this truck had ejection seats.
Stand clear. Now, the gyroscopic compass...
Mr. Haney, even if the truck could fly, I wouldn't...
Haney to control tower. Request permission to take off.
Mr. Haney, you're wasting your time and mine. I'm not interested in using your trucking service. I'm going to rent a truck.
Rent one?
Yes.
Now, where did I see that sign? Like me to put you into the driver's seat?
No, thank you. I'm not interested in renting your truck nor using your trucking service.
Care to buy a couple of used window shades?
Control tower wants to talk to you. Lisa! Lisa!
Yes, darling. Yes, where have you been?
I've been looking for a truck. What's all this?
Apples. Mr. Ziffer, Mr. Miller, and Mr. Carlin, Mr. Somebody else, what you call them, and his friend brought them. They said that you bought them.
Yes, I did, but...
But why, darling? We got our own apples.
Oh, I was at the store. I got to... What's that?
Oh, the apple pickers. I brought them from his high school with the bulletin sign off the board.
Doesn't sound like they're doing much picking. Eb! Eb!
You want to cut in, Mr. Douglas?
No, turn the radio off.
Cool it. Squire Douglas is here.
Well, that's better. You kids were hired to pick apples, not to dance. And what's that truck doing in my orchard?
The kids drove over in it.
Well, get it out of here and finish picking the apples. Every moment lost is caught. A truck? Are the
apples riding?
Better than I am. How far do we have to go?
Oh, about 500 miles, approximately.
I don't think my approximately is going to take it.
Lisa, this is the day I've always dreamed about. Taking my first crop to market.
Are we going to stop overnight in New York?
We don't go through New York.
Why not?
Well, we don't go in that direction.
Do you want to change directions?
All I want to do is get these apples to the state capital while the price is still $4.
Can we spend the night in Miami?
We don't go through Miami. Or Chicago. Or Los Angeles. All we do is go to the state capital.
Hawaii?
Lisa, if you keep this up, you know what I'm going to do?
No. What?
I'm going to pull over to the side of the road and stop.
And then we schmooch?
No.
Well, you always used to stop the car and schmooch.
Lisa.
You said that's why you married me, because I was such a good schmoocher.
But it's beside the point. If I pull this truck over and stop, it'll be to let you out and you can walk back to Hooterville. We've got a 15-hour trip ahead of us, and this constant chattering will drive me out of my mind.
Are you trying to tell me something?
I'm trying to tell you to be quiet.
All right. All right, I won't say another word till we get to Atlantic City.
State Capitol. Lisa, how many miles was that? Lisa? Lisa, I'm talking to you.
You said to keep quiet.
All I want to know is if you saw the sign.
Yes.
Well, what'd it say?
It said, drink Moxie.
Moxie?
What is that?
Lisa, just watch the signs.
There goes a pretty one. Harold's Garage. We fix flats. What happened?
We got a flat.
Wasn't it handy of Harold to have his sign up there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Old Harold's a very enterprising fellow.
But nobody else had a sign up there.
Well, that does it. A flat tire, no spare.
What is a spare?
Another tire.
Oh, I've seen one.
Where?
Under the apples.
That means I gotta unload the whole truck.
Now it's time for your 2 o'clock farm commodity price report. Wheat opened at...
Leave that on!
And corn and rye were steady. The first apples of the season were delivered this morning from downstate around Crabwell Corners and opened at $4 a bushel. 500 bushels sold at
$4. $4?
Within an hour, they had dropped to $3.75. Some wholesalers were quoting $3.65.
$3.65?
And
$3.60. Oh, no.
This report was brought to you by Harold's Garage, specialists in fixing flats. Be sure to watch for their signs along the highway.
Darn that tire. Took me an hour to fix it. The price dropped 40 cents, and we've still got, I don't know how many miles to go. We gotta get rolling. Officer, I was only doing 35.
28.
Then what did you stop me for?
What do you got on the truck?
Apples. No law against that, is there?
No, but there is a law against leaving them on the side of the road.
What?
112 boxes, 40 miles back.
40 miles? Oh, officer.
Oh, that's all right. Things like this happen every day. Well, not every day, but some days. Well, not some days.
He sounds like Mr. Kimball.
Hank Kimball? Why, he's my cousin. Well, he's not really my cousin. He's more like... No, he's not like him. There is a certain...
Thanks, officer.
Thank you.
forgotten the apples this time.
No, and I wouldn't have forgotten them before if I hadn't been in such a hurry. I don't usually forget things.
Where's your coat?
My...
And now here are the 5 o'clock commodity prices. Apples are the main news in today's market. Newton pippins and bellflowers are being offered by the growers for $3 a bushel.
$3?
But the taking price is
$2.75. $2.75?
And $2.60.
$2.60? When we started out, there were $4.
Darling, if we hurry up, we can make it by $1.95. Was that another flat tire?
No, it's the engine.
Well, what's wrong with it?
I don't know till I look at it.
Doesn't seem to be anything wrong with these parts.
Here's what's wrong with it. The head gasket blew out.
Where do you get those?
Got a phone in a garage.
Well, where is there a phone?
Well, we gotta walk till we find one.
Ow! Hello.
Howdy, folks.
Hi.
Can you tell me where I can get a mechanic?
Harold's garage. The operator there, she'll get it for you.
Thank you. Something wrong?
My husband blew out his head basket.
Oh, he must feel terrible. Head basket? Honey, order me something to eat.
Yes, darling. Oh, would you please make my husband some hot cakes?
Sure will.
Is that the way you make it?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's not the way I make it.
No?
I have a better way. You want me to show you?
Oh, sure. I'm always glad to learn something new.
Now, let me see. Now then, you just watch. You see, it's very easy. Now, do you have something to smooth with?
To what with?
Well, you know. Oh, here, a smoother like this.
They're gonna be hotcakes?
As soon as they bloop a little.
What do you mean? Harold only fixes flats. Yes, I saw his sign. Yes, I heard it on the radio. Well, where can I get a head gasket? Thank you. I'll try them.
Well, then, that's enough blooping. Now, watch closely. Can you see there? Do you have a pots cover?
A what?
A pots cover. But what is a pots cover? Oh. One, two, three.
I can't wait till tomorrow morning. I need the head gasket now. Never mind. Any luck, mister?
No, I'll never get those apples to market.
I wouldn't worry. A couple of truckers told me the price is holding firm.
Yeah, what is it?
$1.75.
$1.75. I could have gotten that if I'd waited. What are you doing back there?
Making you hotcakes.
Hotcakes? That's all I need. I haven't got troubles enough.
Now watch. This is the last step. See? Hotcakes.
Well, I'll be doggone. How about that? Yeah, how about that? Yeah, that's a perfect head gasket. I wonder if I were to put this in the truck.
Oh, no, it never would.
Filmways presentation, darling.
Ha ha ha.